Okay, well, from now on, we dive into real-world examples. Okay, let's look at kind of practical business model examples. Well, in the previous session, we learned about the business model of the video rental market. And this is a kind of the leasing and the rental business model. Okay, as you can see, this machine is a Xerox printer. It performed very well compared to its competitor. Well, for example, you know, it prints the three papers in a minute. Three papers. And the competitors only print out just one paper in 3 minutes. So the functionally, you know, this printer is a kind of a superior. Okay. Only problem was it is very expensive in prices. Okay. So the Xerox warehouse was full of new machines that could not be sold. Even though Xerox made a good product, they were almost failed. Okay. Then they changed the business model from just selling product to the rental businesses. Okay, instead of selling machines, they started renting printing machine out and they get kind of $25 a month. Since then, what happened? You know, business has flourished and every floor of the building in New York City has Xerox machines. Well, the rental businesses are very popular these days, and you can see them in many places. For example, you know, heavy equipment and hospital machines and so on. And they use the rental or leasing business models. What about the bike shop and clothes rental and the video rental, as I already mentioned that, and the rent cars? You know, these are all rental business models. Okay? Remember, rental business model. Next. Okay, this is a bait and hook business model. It is using bait to fish, where fishing means kind of a consumers or real profit making. Okay? You know, when Gillette safety razors patent expired, you know, employee of King Gillette were very worried about it. Then King Gillette said that, don't worry, and give them the razor and sell them the blade. If the consumers has Gillette razors and they need a specialized blade attached to the, you know, Gillette razor. And Gillette means he is going to make money through the blade, not you know, razors. Okay, so if you try to purchase the razor and you will see the prices differences right away. Razors are relatively cheap, but you know, blades are very expensive. In this case, razor is a bait and blade is a hook. Okay, well, this guy is John D. Rockefeller, and he's known as the richest man in the human history. Okay, his business is refining oil. Then he dominates the oil market in America almost kind of 90%, I think about it. Okay, after then what happened? You know, the market itself matured already, so he wants to go on the market. Okay, which one is additional big market? Yes, China it is. Okay, so he went to China. If I were him, I would advertise my oil and sign the contract with the vendors in China. But his approach was completely different, which is why I cannot be a Rockefeller. Okay. And Rockefeller took a lot of oil lamps and gave them away almost for free to the Chinese people for the first time. And what did the Chinese people need after that? Yes, of course, oil. Okay, so the Rockefeller said that, wow, that is a coincidence. You know, I happen to run oil businesses and you can purchase the oil right away. And this is a kind of bait and hook business model. Wow, it's so clever, isn't it? Again, this is a hook business model, you know, bait and hook business model, I'm sorry. You know, similarly, bait and hook bean smother are kind of often found in every, you know, everyday life. You know, let's look at the coffee machine. You know, coffee machine with complicated technology in it are actually relatively cheap, okay? But if you purchase a specific coffee machine, then you must purchase a specialized coffee pot attached with these certain types of a coffee machine. Coffee machine cheap, but coffee pot is expensive, unfortunately. So the coffee machine is bait and coffee pot is kind of a hook. So now you understand that. When you purchase the inkjet printer, then what happens? You have to keep buying certain specific ink attached to the inkjet printer. Ink itself is very expensive. Okay. So the same goes for the digital camera. When you purchase a certain types of digital camera, then you have to purchase a specialized lens attached to the certain kind of, you know, digital camera. Well, the same goes for, you know, wet mop, you know, that cleans the floor. You need to keep the buying cleaning clothes in boxes. You know, they are disposable and expensive. Okay. What about the mobile game? You know, you can play the mobile game for almost free, but you need to, you know, the purchase item to, you know, update or reduce loading time. You know, this item looks like looks like a hook, and the mobile game itself is a bait. Okay. Remember the bait and hook bean smother. It's very useful. Next, let's move on to the subscription business model. Subscription. Okay, subscription is literally you pay a certain amount of the money for a certain amount of the period of time. And you get a service. Okay. This picture is the dollarshaveclub.com. And when you subscribe this company, and this company send you kind of a simple shaving tool regularly. Okay, it is a very simple model. Okay, the founder of Dollar Shave Club spent $5,000 to promote this company and filmed a short commercial video. Well, guys, let's take a look at it together. Okay, how about the video? It looks very humble, isn't it? But this video became a big hit and it was a very success. Okay, thanks to the success of the video, the company, you know, can attract tons of the subscribers. Then later what happened, you know, Dollar Shave Club was successfully sold to, you know, the Unilever. You know the Unilever, global company, Unilever for $1 billion. Okay, so do not underestimate the importance of viral video. Okay, so Spotify is one of the famous companies, you know, that use the subscription business model. So the total consumers are about 675 million, of which 263 million is paid subscribers. So that's why Spotify make tons of money. What about Costco? Okay, Costco, as you already know, get an annual subscription. You have to pay membership so you can go into this store. Okay, Costco's membership fee is very important for the Costco. You know, do you know how much membership fee account for in total profit for the Costco? Guess how much is it? You know, 10% of them? 30% of them? Yeah, good guess. But the right answer is 120%. 120%. In other words, selling things at Costco is kind of a loss, and membership fee recovers the loss. Isn't it amazing? Okay, so this is the power of subscription. Well, guys, there are a lot of companies that have applied the subscription model in their field. For example, You know, this company sends cosmetic products regularly if you subscribe to their service. And, you know, the pet companies are also applying the subscription business model. You know, there are plans for 1 month, 6 months, and 12 months plans. And if you subscribe to this program, and it seems like they send you kind of a pet-related product on a regular basis, of course. Okay, next. Next is a kind of a business model called Home Try-On. It is a business model that was, you know, initiated by eyeglasses company, you know, called Warby Parker in New York City. Think about it. You know, you have to go to the store to purchase eyeglasses because you have to try them on to see if they look good or not. However, you know, if you do the eyeglasses business online, then there's a problem that consumers cannot try on. So Warby Parker solve these problems like this. Okay, how? First, you know, they put 5 eyeglasses in one box. Okay, and then they send them to the consumers directly. And at home, the consumers try on all the 5 glasses. Okay, and if the consumer like one of them, then they just keep one and put the rest of them back in the box and then just send it back to the company. Then what happened? You know, the company, you know, it gets it back and pays with the consumer's credit card because you keep just one eyeglasses. What do you think? Isn't it cool? Right? So the fashion company copied exactly the same this home try-on business model. And this company, you know, ask consumers to write about their body size and put the body size into the website and ask them to choose their style they want. And then the hired professional stylist then selected kind of a few fashion items for the consumers and sent them to the consumers in a box. Okay, this box is a kind of a, you know, kind of a trunk box. Okay. The consumers open the box at home and try on the fashion items at home and make the decision. Exactly the same as Warby Parker, you know, decision process, right? If the consumer likes some of them and they keep some of them and send the rest of them, you know, back to the company, then the company, you know, take care of everything later on. You know, this is a home try-on business model for the fashion company. Well, surprisingly, you know, one of the big department stores in America, Nordstrom, you know, acquired this fashion startup for how much? $350 million. Okay, not because of the fashion itself, but because of their subscribers. Okay? Well, next up is kind of a free meme, the business model. Okay, we say it is a freemium. As you can see, freemium business model is a kind of a combination of a free service and premium service at the same time. So when I was in America, you know, I also used Skype premium service. You know, I remember that I paid about, you know, $15 a month on average because I was on the computer and my mom, you know, who answered my phone call, didn't know how to use a computer. So, you know, I had to call my mom's cell phone from my computers. Okay. So this is the kind of a premium service that, you know, Skype provide us. This premium service was to call from computer to the cell phone. Okay. So the Skype charged me about $15 a month. Okay. Another example would be the SurveyMonkey. Have you heard about the name of the SurveyMonkey? You know, SurveyMonkey used the freemium business model. You know, you can use this service for free if you want to make a survey questions But if you want to use the kind of advanced service, like analysis of statistics, you have to pay, okay? Because this is kind of premium service. So again, almost everything is free of charge, but some functions are premium. Well, let's move on to the advertising business model, okay? Look at this newspaper. In case of the newspaper, we use, advertising business model. You can see there are many kind of blank spot in our pages, and this is a kind of a place to advertise. That's why we can read the newspaper relatively cheap. Okay, so the main revenue source from the newspaper is not, consumer usage, but from, advertisement, from the advertisers. Let's look at Google. We always use Google, but we never paid for it. Okay, this is because Google doesn't get paid directly from us, but from advertisers who knew that we use Google a lot and want to advertise their product and services. So the Google's success, lies in its advertising business model. What about the Facebook? Okay, Facebook is using an advertising business model. Recently our university advertised on Facebook to promote our graduate school. There is a fixed unit price for the advertising, but it is quite expensive. Okay, it could be very expensive. How many companies and organizations advertise on Facebook all over the world? So it is no coincidence that, Mark Zuckerberg could have become one of the richest guy in the world in a short period of time. This is the power of the advertising business model. Well, Pokemon Go games are also advertising business model. The game itself kind of used for free, but the company makes the money, through the advertisers. For example, you see the target market, right? Okay, Pokemon Go signed a contract with a place like American retailers, Target. And Target pays, Pokemon Go. Then a very interesting and strange monster appears in front of the Target store exclusively. So the consumer knew it. So the consumers tried to catch these interesting, monsters throughout the Pokemon Go game. So that's why they go to the Target. So this is kind of advertising, business model between, the Pokemon Go and the Target. Okay, so, I think you understand very well, right? Okay, guys, this is, multi-site platform, the business model. If the company, connect two different sites, we say it is, multi-site platform businesses. Okay, originally, platform means a train station. It is a kind of a space that connects passengers and trains. It introduced that concept into the businesses, right? Okay, so we have buyers and also we have sellers. So we created some kind of marketplace where they meet together. Okay, this marketplace is called as multi-sided platform. Okay, so here is a realtor, okay, real estate agency, and this person connected the buyer for the house and the sellers for the houses, and they help you with kind of related contracts, and in return, she get commission from kind of a both side. Okay, same thing happened to the car dealerships. Well, the Craigslist? Okay, this is the Craigslist. Okay, this, it is a kind of old website, but still popular platform. You will find out when you go inside and it is organized by kind of a region and cities. This is Chicago right now. Chicago, you can see the Chicago in America, but you probably have your city too. Okay, I used it a lot when I was in America to purchase kind of a used, furnitures and kind of a get a room. You know, this company is very profitable from commissions, you know, of course, from the both side. What about eBay? You know, the same goes for eBay, okay? It connects the sellers to the buyers, and eBay earns the commissions. You know, when founder Piero Media started eBay, you know, there was no online payment system in it. So the users, you know, sent a check to his home directly, okay? But think about it, you know, there are tons of checks from out there. So the Pierre, you know, should get a part-time employee. But once part-timer couldn't handle the many checks, so the Pierre quit his daily job and he devoted himself to the eBay. You know, so the eBay became later a big, you know, big company though. So no wonder people pay so much. So the eBay became the profitable a year after it started. You know, it never lost money because of the commission. Okay, the same goes for the Alibaba.com in China. You know, with Jack Ma's internet businesses, the goal of Alibaba.com was to allow a lot of small companies in China to be exposed to global companies overseas. Okay, so on the other hand, many companies out there can also kind of find out the factories in China. So that's why Alibaba is kind of a platform that was created for the B2B purpose. Okay, it is called Open Sesame, right? Do you know that? So later Alibaba will create, you know, Taobao, a consumer-to-consumer website. You know the story, okay? Well, look at the Uber. You know, Uber is a bit of the unique platform. You know, Uber is a platform that connects consumers, you know, who want the taxi service, as you know, with the people who can provide this service. But important thing is, you know, the service providers are not professional taxi drivers. In other words, you know, the service providers is kind of, you know, general public like us. Anyone can become a service provider in a Uber, you know, platform, and they can make additional money, right? Well, so it is actually true that it is in a kind of a gray area of the law. You know, think about, you know, if Uber turns anybody into a service provider like taxi drivers, then professionals, so for example, professional taxi drivers who spend the money and time trying to, you know, qualify themselves will be very upset. So, but from a business point of view, you know, Uber's business model has inspired many, many areas. Okay, guys. Look at this Uber for, you know, doggy walker. Isn't it interesting? You know, this Uber for doggy walker connect us to somebody who can take care of your dog. You know, doggy walkers are, you know, just ordinary people like us. You know, they don't have to be professional. But, you know, if they enrolled for the doggy walker in this website, then they can make additional, you know, incomes. What about Uber for laundry? Okay, you know what the concept is, right? It is a kind of a platform that connects people who need the laundry service to the people who can provide the laundry service, okay? But the service providers are not professional. They are just normal individuals like us. Okay, this is Uber for lawnmower. Okay, isn't it interesting? Right? So the local newspaper covered this story about the Uber for lawnmower, right? Okay, let's move on to the Airbnb types, you know, platform. Airbnb is also one of the great platforms, but a little bit different is kind of connecting consumers and host. And there is a kind of a concept of the space rental. Okay, so I took it out, you know, separately as a Airbnb types of platform from general, you know, platform businesses. You know, If you are a platform that connects a specialized recording room to the singers or someone who needed it, it would be Airbnb for, you know, recording room, right? Airbnb for the recording room. You know, this company is an online platform that connects tourists or travelers with, you know, someone who owned some kind of a private yacht or a private, you know, kind of a boat. Okay, we can see it is Airbnb for boat. Okay. Well, let me summarize. So far, we have discussed about the leasing and rental business model. Okay, do you remember the Xerox printer? Second example would be bait and hook business model. Okay, so please remind John D. Rockefeller's oil business in China. And next, you know, subscription business model. You know, subscription business model is so popular. Okay, think about, you know, DollarShaveClub.com or Spotify businesses. And what about home try-on business model? You know, you can apply this home try-on business model into your area. Then you can successfully run your businesses. And then what about freemium business model? You know, you can provide your service almost for free, you know, almost for free for almost all users. And then you prepare for advanced service for the freemium, you know, users. Okay, next one is advertising business model. Okay, you can make a great service and product. Then you can attract so many consumers all over the world. Then you don't have to charge the money to your consumers. Instead, you attract advertisers and they are ready to pay your service for their advertisement. Then you can make tons of money like Google and Facebook. So the lastly, but not leastly, okay, this is a multi-site platform businesses. Okay, there are tons of multi-site platform. If you are able to create marketplaces that connect sellers and buyers, then you will successfully run your businesses. Okay, and there are very special types of, you know, multi-site platform businesses, such as Uber. You know, you can apply this Uber types of business model to your business area. Uber for something, Uber for A, Uber for B. That could be a great business model. And what about Airbnb types of business model? Okay, specialized of the Airbnb is kind of a space renter. Okay, if you have any specialized space, such as a storage or a parking lot, then you can create some kind of a website to connect the people who need a parking lot or storage and the people who has a parking lot and storage unused. Okay, that could be great business model, which is Airbnb types of business model. You can make your business Airbnb for something. Okay, it could be great business model. You know, I hope that this lecture was very helpful for you to understand the concept of the business model and the, you know, example of the business model. Thank you for watching this session.